Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This next mystery guest is a four-time Super Bowl champion and just wrapped up season number 24 in the NFL as a player. He scored more points than any player in NFL history. And he's so old, he even tried out for the then World League of American Football. You'll get a kick out of this guy. Okay, old man, I mean mystery guest, reveal yourself.
You betcha, Adam Vinatieri. That's a heck of an introduction, you know. When you lost me at Italian, though. Once you said Italian, I was already hooked.
24 years? It's been that long? Oh, my God.
I know, right? It doesn't seem like that. I tell you, just years kind of run together. I remember playing with Christian about a decade and a half ago.
It's really amazing. I always figured that long snappers and kickers would always have the last laugh, if they're good, especially, because the longevity, the ability for them to play a long period of time is just so, it's unheard of. Like the fact that Brady's still playing as a quarterback at 20 is unheard of, but you going into 25, I don't know how your leg hasn't fallen off, to be honest with you.
Well, it's had its growing pains, that's for sure. It's at this point, you wake up in the morning and you have a little more aches and pains, but you know the funny thing is, all the guys give me a hard time about 24 years in the league and this and that, and I just tell them, well, when I retire, I can start taking my pension right away, so it's good.
Well, I'll say this. Christian, at times over the years, has been critical of maybe some kickers around the league.
He hates kickers.
But he's always said Adam's different. Adam's the one kicker that I like. He's a football player. I don't know why he says that.
That's the ultimate compliment, Adam, so you should be proud of that. That's a badge of honor.
No, absolutely. I like that. You know, it's funny. I think, and I don't want to speak for Christian at all, but, you know, football, the games, practices, and workouts and all that, they meant just as much to me as they did everybody else. So I was in the weight room kind of challenging the other guys. And trust me, nobody wanted to get outlifted or outran by a kicker, that's for sure. So by me competing, I think it maybe even elevated some other people to make them just a smidge better, too. And like I said, I think that goes noticed, you know, if you're in there working your butt off. Hey, listen, everybody has a bad play, or we miss a kick, or somebody drops a pass, or whatever the situation may be. But I think everybody can appreciate it if they see you in there working and knowing that it means just as much to you as it does to anybody else, you know. So, and you know, you're right. As a specialist, you're not on the field all game long. You get to go out there and 5-6 plays a game or 10 plays a game if it's a high scoring game. But you know, you want to be as big of a part of it as everybody else, and you want to make sure everybody understands that, you know, you want to help the team win as much as anybody does.
We're talking to Adam Vinatieri, our mystery guest today, former New England Patriot, Indianapolis Colt. So when you've seen all of this stuff, because we're watching all of these old games right now, Adam, and they're showing a lot of these old Patriot games, and you see the Snowball game with Oakland, and you see the first Super Bowl win and that game. Are you watching any of the stuff? Are you looking back? It seems like it was so long ago, but it really, all of those great moments are what's going to put you into the Hall of Fame.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but yeah, no, it is fun, you know. It's weird not having sports going on right now, so you find anything to kind of stay, into it, if you will, and watching some of these old games. It's funny because I haven't watched any old Super Bowls or any old playoff games until they start playing some of these now. And it's kind of fun because I can't pull my eyes away from it. Once I see that it's on, I've got to watch it. And I know what's going to happen. I've seen it happen a few times, but it never gets old, that's for sure. And to think that, you know, Christian, yourself and I and Brady and Brewski and Vrabel and all those guys were part of those early teams that helped build that dynasty into what it is today. You know, it's definitely a badge of honor, but it was definitely a heck of a lot of fun to look back. And the only regrets that I have is, as I've still continued to play, everybody has the reunions, and I haven't been able to go and shake hands and give hugs and have a couple drinks with my buddies. So I'm looking forward to the day that I get to do that as well.
Hey, Adam, I think you're a good guy to ask here. Tom Brady down in Tampa Bay playing for Bruce Arians. And, you know, the phrase, if we lose, we booze. And I think a lot of people wondering, how will Brady react to Bruce Arians? It's almost like people think it's like a frat house down there. He has no discipline, lets his guys do whatever he wants. So you tell us, what is Bruce Arians like and how you think that will work down in Tampa?
Well, I was very fortunate to have him as my coach for a little while in Indy. And I really, really admire the guy. He's definitely an offensive-minded guy, and the thing that's great about him is he has no fear. Like, he'll be the guy that they'll be up by 4 points, and it's third and long, and there's a minute left on the clock, and, you know, normally most guys hand the ball off, punt, and let your defense do it. Bruce is the guy that does a play-action pass and throws it for 25 yards down the field and gets a first down, then they kneel it out, and it's done. I say that because it happened. I was part of games, and I just shook my head going, this guy is ballsy, and he goes 100 miles an hour, and I think Tom's going to love it because I'm sure they gave Tom the keys to the car and said, you know, run this thing like it's like you want to. But Bruce is a really, really great offensive minded coach, and they've got some good receivers there now. Obviously, with Gronk coming back now, that will fill a hole too. And I just they've got a good young team, and I hate to say it, but I think that they're going to be one of the teams on the top of the very top at the end.
You know what, Adam? It's funny. So a guy being drafted, having a great career, and retiring with the team that drafted him, it's kind of the exception to the rule. Like the Teddy Bruschis of the world, the Troy Browns of the world, Matt Light. Mm-hmm. The majority of guys are like you, are like Vrabel, are like Seymour, who are forced to go someplace else. I was amazed that they didn't figure something out with you, that they actually let you leave and go to another team, and their rival, as a matter of fact. Were you surprised, or did you expect it when you saw what was going on with Brady and his contract negotiations and his affiliation with the team?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I've seen, you know, that's the nature of football. I don't want to poke fingers at one organization or another because it happens across the league on the majority of players, like you said. I've seen it happen a bunch of times. I don't know exactly 100% what happened in that organization and why Tom left, but I know he was wanting some weapons. He wanted to continue to do his thing, and I think he just kind of looked at it and said, you know, if I'm going to keep doing this, I want to have the best opportunity to continue to win. And for some reason, he didn't think that was with the Patriots at this point, I guess. But, you know, speaking of myself, you know how Bill does his things. He's allowed a lot of guys to leave while they still had some good productive years left in them, and they'll either trade them or let them go and maybe get something for them or something. But I was a little not surprised, but I'd seen it happen with Lawyer Malloy and Bledsoe and a couple of the different guys before I got to that point. So I know they don't like to pay high for certain guys, and I guess they don't make a precedent of being the highest paid player at positions and stuff like that. So I think that's a reason why some guys end up going to other teams. But I don't think that's an issue with Brady. I don't think he's ever been the guy that demanded the highest paid stuff. I just think he may have left for maybe looking at the grass is greener somewhere else and an opportunity to continue to, you know, throw to some pretty dynamic receivers in Tampa Bay.
Adam Vinatieri, our mystery guest today. So you mentioned 24 years. You did have season-ending knee surgery. Are you coming back for year 25?
That's the million-dollar question at this point. I've said it before, and I'm still at the present time and where I'm at. I obviously had surgery that I didn't get to finish the season this last year, and kind of struggled all season long with that knee surgery. They told me that it was something that was going to take, you know, 7 months ish for recovery time. I'm getting close to the end of that. I'm not back yet. I'm not 100% yet. I'm still trying the best that I can to get back. And if I can make it back and feel like I can still be productive, I definitely would like to play again. But in saying that, this year has been really, really strange. Not under contract. I can't go into a facility and get a lot of hands-on work with a trainer. So my progression has been just a little bit slower than I think it would have been if I was in a facility. So, and you know, now with the coronavirus thing, you know, we've all kind of been locked down and now it's opening back up. So hopefully I can get a little bit more rehab and progress a little bit faster. And, you know, it might be I'm just ready to go right at the beginning of the season. Maybe it's I'm ready to go a couple weeks in it. And if somebody needs me, give me a call. You know, I'm still very optimistic that I can, but I'm still working toward that. But we'll see, hopefully.
So we're talking to Adam Vinatieri, future Hall of Famer, right? Because I think you're easily a first ballot Hall
I think
of Famer.
A shoo-in. Yeah.
So the question is this, Adam. Now, and don't take the easy way out, because that's not the Adam Vinatieri I know. The Adam Vinatieri I know will make a bold statement and back it up, right? It's not going to run away from a fight. You have two
setting
choices.
You up so badly.
You have two choices. You're inducted into the Hall of Fame. You can either go in as a Patriot or a Colt. Ooh. Which one is it?
See, I think it's funny because I don't think you have to choose anymore.
Yeah,
but this
is the foyer Hall of Fame.
You're just trying to be a jerk to me. I got you. You know, it's funny because I sit there and I go back and forth on that thought all the time. And I go, you know, my career was defined by the moments that we had in New England, the Super Bowl moments and some game winners and stuff like that. Although I've played 14 years and have had more time in Indy and more points in Indy and Super Bowls here and playoffs here as well. So I feel like I've been amazing. I just so fortunate that I've kind of played two full careers. So I think it'd be very disrespectful to either team to say,
I'm going into politics.
Politically correct answer.
No. What I said is if I ever had to make that decision, I would take a coin and I would put one a Patriots and one a Colt, and then I would have some kid flip the coin so nobody can even say that I flipped it a certain way and say, let's go, you know? So I don't know. You know, it's funny that you asked me that, because if I really had to make that decision, it would be a very, very difficult decision. I feel like once a Patriot, always a Patriot, but I've got a huge admiration and a huge respect. And I feel the same way about the Colts. I really do. I mean, I've been there longer. So I guess at this moment, I don't know what I would do if I had to make that decision.
Talking to Adam Vinatieri. Adam, you know the saying, you never want to be the guy that follows the guy? Well, Stephen Gostkowski's been here for, you know, 14 years. Like, you've been in Indianapolis. And I feel like we, even though he's 36, we still look at him as like the kid. You know, it's almost like you set the bar. And people are still critical of him at times. He had a great career here. I'm wondering if you two ever talked, has he ever sort of sat there and said, hey, thanks, appreciate setting the bar so high, it's like I can't please these guys?
I tell you what, he has had an amazing career. All the stats that I had there, he like you said, after 14 years he passed all my records and everything there, so he definitely never had to look up to me. He's set his own way, and I feel like he's not only then, now, and in the future, I think he's one of the best kickers to ever do the job. So he definitely doesn't have to feel like that for me. But it's funny, we've talked about, you know, when we played against each other and a few other times, we've always talked about, you know, and not even that way, just more of just the locker room and how it is to play for Bill and the Patriots and the blessings and the tough times and all that stuff there. So it's ironic because, yeah, we've had some good conversations, but it's never really been about, hey, thanks for making my job tougher, because he came right in and did a great job, and I don't think there's any looking back.
So you asked that question. How is it playing for Bill?
You know what? Here's the deal. I loved it. I absolutely love it. I respect him. I think he's the greatest coach of all time. And every day is not comfortable by any means. There's times that it's work. It's a grind. It's a pain in the butt. And there's times that it's not fun. But here's the deal. You're going to win. You're going to win 12, 13 games a year. You're going to make the playoffs. And so if you can handle getting your butt chewed and all that stuff and walking on eggshells, you're gonna be very successful. And I tell you what, there's nothing better than being on the field when the confetti's falling. Isn't that right, Christian? And so, and so you can deal with a lot of crazy stuff or whatever. You know what? 10 years, but at the end of it, when I left, I went, this is the norm. This is the way it's supposed to be. And then I realized not every coach is that way and not every organization's run that way. But you can't argue with the success of what Bill's put together. I look at him like a mentor, and I really appreciate his strictness and all that stuff. I try to raise my kids that way, and my wife probably yells at me a little bit for doing that, but I definitely appreciated everything that he did for me.
All right, so Adam, last one for me. So you have you got a lot of iconic plays for a kicker, which is irritating, but whatever. We'll go down that route another day. I'm thinking, and one of them is the whole chasing down of Herschel Walker, which I think became the legend of Adam Vinatieri, and then there's the snowball kick. So which one are you more proud of?
Come on, man. I've got a higher quarterback ranking than Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, all these guys. What are you talking about? I'm 1 for 1, 4 yards and a touchdown. That's what I'm the most proud of. Are you kidding me? One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What was your favorite kick?
What, did you throw to Troy Brown? You threw a pass to Troy Brown?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm just giving you a hard time. But, I don't know. You know, I tell you what, the most athletic moment is probably somehow catching Herschel Walker. Don't know how I did it. He's way faster than I am. But that one day, I just wasn't going to let him get to the end zone. And I just turned around and took off running. And to my surprise, I just started getting a little bit closer and a little bit closer. And at about the 25-yard line, I guess I dove and caught him. And He flipped around and threw the ball down and looked back, and to his surprise, it was, number 4 slow white kicker kind of thing. And he's probably going, how did that just happen kind of thing? But that was probably my most athletic moment, but most iconic kick is probably the one in the snow to tie it up in the snowball game, because honestly, that it was just such a low percentage kick. And if you miss it, you're cleaning out your locker and the season's over. And in a weird way, that kind of jump-started or catapulted that whole organization. That win, and then we go to Pittsburgh and win that, and then we win the Super Bowl. And then the next thing you know, we run 3 out of 4 and 6 out of the next 10 or whatever it is. And it's just amazing that, that small moments can change, so many things in the history.
Tell you what, you've come a long way. It's unbelievable. 24 years, one of the top 100 NFL players of all time. And as we said, there's no question you're going to go into the Hall of Fame. And more importantly, you're in the Mystery Guest Hall of Fame here on OMF, which is a big, huge deal. Adam, good luck in the rehab, and hopefully you get to do what
one
you want to do
year.
Going forward.
There you go. Well, thank you very much. And if for some reason it doesn't happen, I look forward to coming out and hanging out and getting some reunion time and seeing you, Christian, and all you guys back there. It'd be a good time. So one way or another, it's going to be a good year.
You got it. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Good catching up with you. Adam Vinatieri, right here on OMF.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.